If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass, whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. You can follow me on Instagram at Smoke World Podcast. Email stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, folks. The website is there for your convenience, information. There are sponsors on the website where actually they may assist you in some of the things you do in your life. That's smokeworldpodcast.com. Today, I am joined by my brother, Bud West. He is a guy who understands the 007, a.k.a. James Bond. For all those lovers who love James Bond, who loves that he gets the women. Can I say that? Okay, I don't know. Anyway, but Bud is very knowledgeable in the Bond series. He's going to explain to us, educate you. It's a very interesting podcast because you learn something, folks. I try to instruct. I get people who are smarter than me. That's the first thing you need to do. If you're going to get a podcast and interview people, make sure they're smarter than you. So, Bud, it's going to educate us in reference to 007. Sit back, enjoy, grab your stick. It's that type of podcast. And then I'll check you out on the other side. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, today I am blessed with the presence of the man from the podcast, the Bond Brain, Brother Bud West is in the building. What's up, brother? What's happening, man?
Stone, how are you, pal? Thank you for having me over, having me on, man. This is fun. I've been looking forward to this.
Come on, this is what we do, brother. We smoke, we drink, and talk shit. That's all it is, brother. So how your day? You know, how's your day going, man?
Good, very good, man. Yeah. Any day I can, work from home, and then as soon as the day ends, can pour a glass and sit on the patio and have a stick, you know, or come to your house and have a stick.
Absolutely. Well, see, you got the benefit of working from home, brother. That's a beautiful thing. I'm hating on that a little bit. I'm really hating. You know, I got to go get up early in the morning, put this funny little uniform thing on.
Pretend you like people.
Absolutely. Right. Smile, laugh.
Right.
Brush your teeth. Wash your face. They want you to do all that. And that's what society tells me I have to do. But what are you going to do, bro? What are you going to do, man? So I'm going to have to confess this right up front. I'm a consumer. And I'm a guy who likes the Bonds, but I'm not really that knowledgeable about what goes on behind the scenes with the 007. You know, you're a guy who actually has a podcast, so you're a pretty knowledgeable guy who understands, knows some of those little intro secrecies of what's going on behind the scenes. I'm just a guy at the movies like, wow, that was pretty cool. So you got to forgive me, brother.
No, that's cool, man.
Because we're going to have to depend on you for your expertise to teach us and maybe educate us on some of those things that we didn't know about Mr. Bond. So how did you get into, how did this even start, man? Like, were you like any other guy, like, man, loving James Bond, Star Wars, and all that kind of stuff, and just kind of took a liking to it one day and said, like, I really want to get into this.
It's funny, the first time I saw a Bond film, I was a teenager. I think it was Octopus. He was in the movie theater, and it was okay. I really wasn't all that impressed with it. I remember kind of walking out feeling like I just watched a movie with my old man running around shooting people and getting lucky, you know, and it just didn't feel right. Several years later, though, in the 80s, 1987, I was running a movie theater, and so we played The Living Daylights, and at that point, Bond changed. It became a much more serious actor. I loved the opening sequence. I saw every movie that came out back then for free anyway. Oh, so okay. you took in everything good or bad, whether you thought you were going to like it or not. It didn't cost anything.
Free.
It was a free night. It was a free date. Take your girl, you know, take your buddies, and, you know, you could go in and see it. And that's when I really got hooked on it, start reading the books. and got into it after that.
Oh, damn. Okay. See, now, reading books. Damn. But now you're really bringing out some stuff now. Reading the books. Right. Folks, I didn't read any books. You know, I went to public school, and don't hold that against me. But, okay, so you really got into it. Okay, so 87. I'm not going to ask you how old you were back then, but you was a younger guy.
Yeah, I'm old enough. I'm pretty sure I'm older than you, Stoke.
maybe not. I don't know. I just had a rough paper route, man. The dogs chased me around a lot. Made me look old before my time. Really? Okay, so now, back in the day, you're watching stuff. You're watching this movie, and you say, okay, hey, I'm really into this thing now. So, okay, does it take a turn to where now, again, as you start to get older, you start finding other folks who may be into some of the same things you like?
Exactly. So, yeah, that's it right there. Okay. It's just like going to the Cigar Lounge, man.
Well, that's true.
You're going to make those connections with guys that like this stuff. And there's a lot of podcasts and YouTube out there that zero in on different aspects. And we all kind of take a different angle of the Bond films. Mm. We don't necessarily just review the books and the movies. Okay. So the angle I take is I look at the different things you see the character do on screen and things that you can do in your real life. You could skydive, man. You could scuba dive. You could play poker.
But I hate to interrupt you. Black guys ain't skydiving, brother.
Skydiving either.
Wait, we're not doing that. We're not doing that, bro.
I'm not jumping out of an airplane either, man. But when you look at those activities and stuff, you think, oh, all right, maybe it's a thrill. But I look at more, not so much the thrill-seeking stuff, but the games you see him play. So you see play bridge, he plays backgammon, he plays poker, and start looking into, do these things actually have an advantage in your life? If you start doing these things, and you'd be surprised, like how much of an advantage they give you from a mental aspect, and the things that you could do to increase your intelligence and your thought patterns by playing games to challenge your intellect. And that's really where the Bond brain comes from, is taking that angle.
Nice. Okay, I need that then. I need that in my life. I definitely
Plus, it's
need
just
that.
Fun. I mean, you have your friends over, you play bridge, you play whist, you play canasta, you play all these different card games or, you know, things like backgammon.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to let you know another secret. Only thing I know how to do with cards, I used to be a magician as a kid. Only thing I know how to do with cards was magic. I never knew how to play cards. The bridge, tonk, spades, none of that. Only thing I know how to do was match, which is obviously very simple. Blackjack, obviously, you know,
right,
pay attention.
Right.
But I never really got into cards in that sense. I always did the magic with the cards. So I like where you're going with that. But I'm thinking at the end of the day, you guys were jumping on Bond because he was getting all the women back in the day.
There's always that draw, man. Who doesn't want that? Right. When you get a little road rage, who doesn't want machine guns to come out of your headlights of your car, man? There's definitely that to draw it in. But there's there's so many different podcasts and YouTube channels in the Bond world. And some guys just look at the suits and the clothes. And some guys, a friend of mine down in Baltimore, Ray Crumple, Ray does a channel called The Bond Armory. He just looks at all the weapons you see on there. So the Walthers, all the machine guns, all the knives. And from that particular aspect, I have another buddy of mine, former Baltimore City detective. He does a podcast and a YouTube channel called Quantum of History, Donnie Waldron. And Donnie looks at how the films actually have some historical background. So they'll take a real historical event, and then they kind of supercharge it and kind of blow it out of proportion. And so how some of these Bond villains are actually based on real people, but sensationalized.
Right.
You're right. So there's a lot of different aspects to it, and it's a lot of fun to sit down and look at the different things that Bond does. And who doesn't want to sit around, you know, take your lady black tie somewhere, she's dressed in a nice dress, you have some scotch, you have a nice cigar, it's a lot of fun, man.
You're educating me, because I didn't think that deep, where you're saying, like I said, one person who does Bond looks at the clothes.
Yeah.
Another person who does Bond looks at the weapons. So there's a lot of aspects to this that I didn't really think about.
Oh, everybody kind of has a niche.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Again, as just a regular consumer going to the movies just to watch a movie.
Right.
To be entertained. But there's another side to that. You guys are thinking much deeper. That's what happens when you read books. See, folks, education is very important. Read your books, folks, okay? Don't be bullshitting in school. Read your books. So, with that being the scenario, going back to your niche, where, again, you're challenging the mind. So, I like that idea. I don't know if I'm on your level, but I like the idea. And let's talk about, okay, you got your podcast. Now, how long has your podcast been rocking?
3 years. May was 3 years for the Bomb Brain. The YouTube channel's maybe a little bit over a year.
Now, what made you say, you know what, I'm going to make a podcast about this?
Well,
what was that driving factor?
I was a youth soccer coach for 25 years. So I was not the guy who came home from work and sat down on the couch and watched TV. I would coach two or three different teams, get my kids into college showcase events, and I was on the field six nights a week coaching teams that my kids were on, coaching teams my kids weren't on, running training sessions, helping younger coaches. And when that came to – and when the knees gave out at 50-plus years old, I decided I needed another hobby because I just wasn't going to sit around and
– Okay, so you was actually running – well, you're out there playing soccer. You say your knees gave out.
So now, I – well – That's a little bit of soccer and a lot of ice hockey and a bit of baseball, too. So the knees were kind of done. So, yeah, I was the coach that I want to run with the kids, man.
Okay,
I wanna,
you was that guy. So you just wanted to started cursing them out on the sideline.
No, to their face. No. I want to run. If I'm going to tell them how to do something, I want to show them how to do something.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you wasn't a guy like Pops on the sideline. Hey, get that kid out of here. Bring him over here. Yeah, come here, kid.
Okay. I was an all-star player in high school. I had college offers.
My
father played pro-am in France, so I was one of the few kids that had a dad who played. It was an American, grew up here, and had a dad who played. So the game was kind of inbred into me. My kids fell in love with it. Two of my children played in the Olympic Development Program.
Oh, okay. We got another story to go to here, brother. We have another story to go to.
Right.
So you're saying you was the original football guy. Football, and you were good.
Yeah, I had my time in the sun. It was nothing spectacular. I was never going to be a professional player. I played with guys.
Why not?
I played at that level with guys that did play pro, but I wasn't quite there where they were. But I was good enough to play with them at the young age.
So, do you know any professionals?
From
your circle.
Actually, Messiah College's all-time leading scorer to this day was. Yeah, one of my line mates in high school. And, I played a little bit. Not a lot. I played a little bit with the guy who scored the first hat trick in MLS history. I played more ice hockey with him than soccer. But,
So you're a multi-talented guy. So he's a guy who has many talents here. You're sitting before us. You're educating us about Bond. You're telling us a little bit about the football history. You got a lot of secrets. Folks, this is what I love about the Leaf. This is what I love about this culture. You sit back and you have a conversation. That's the mantra. Grab a glass, whatever you're drinking, grab your stick, and let's have a conversation. Because you never know who's who has done what in their life. Okay, brother, I'm impressed, man. I'm really impressed. I'm learning this, folks. As we sit here and talk, I'm learning, you're learning, but we're going to stay on topic, I promise. So let's go back to these James Bonds, because since we're lovers of the Leaf, who is a lover of the Leaf that was a Mr. Bond?
Hey, Mr. Bond. So, really, cigars begin probably with the film Goldfinger. So that's your third film. It's Sean Connery's 007. But in the early days with Connery, you don't see cigars in the Bond films. Okay. You see cigars in the Bond films, but it's always the villain. So his boss, M, normally a pipe smoker in most of the movies, lights up a cigar in Goldfinger at a dinner party. In Thunderball, we see the villain Largo. Largo's a cigar smoker, and we see that continue. But it really all starts in 1972 with Roger Moore and Live and Let Die. Moore was one of three actors who were big into cigar smoking.
Okay. Hello, everybody out there in smoke world. Trust you enjoy the cigars. But listen, can I interrupt for just a moment? Introduce you to Dr. Kurt Ross. If you heard, call Kurt. If you heard, call Kurt. And then you find yourself in a car accident, slip and fall. It's time to call Kurt. When you hurt, call Kurt. 302-332-1932. 302-332-1932. Smoke World. Enjoy the cigars. But remember, when you hurt, call Kurt.
It's all good.
The cough.
This but, is what we do. We smoke and cough.
Right.
We smoke and weed. Mind your business.
But with Roger Moore, he was so into cigars that, you know, with a lot of these actors and actresses you see, you know, this actor got this much money to play this part, that part. Moore, but there's a lot of other things that go into those contracts. And one of the things that Roger Moore had built into his contract that while he was on set filming, he was to be provided with an unlimited supply of Cuban cigars.
Smart man. Man after my own heart.
Wouldn't you love to have that at the office?
Absolutely.
I have yet to be able to work that into my my job.
Yeah, we need better agents, brother. We got to work on that.
I think so, yeah.
Wow, okay, so Roger Moore was the first guy.
And he actually smokes on screen.
Okay, but he was a real cigar smoker, obviously.
Legitimately. Even between take photos and photos you see from the set, it's very rare to see Moore without a cigar.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think, man. What happened to the movies? Because, you know, certain movies, you got your Schwarzeneggers. He's always smoking a cigar, seems like, in all his
sure.
movies.
Sure. The Sopranos. It's all through the Sopranos. And all the mafia movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So what is it about these cigars that folks have problems with smoking on screen? Like, what is going on?
I don't know. It's actually, if you look, it's actually, you know, years ago it would say, you know, sexual situations, nudity, all of that stuff is a warning. Smoking's down now, actually, one of the warnings in the
No, you're right.
In the
if you look on Netflix and everything else, it says nudity, smoking.
Right. As if, right.
Did I miss something?
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Tell me the rating and I got you. Yeah.
Did I miss something, brother?
Yeah.
Okay, so Roger Moore first. All right, who comes after Roger Moore? Because Roger Moore, for those who may be still young in age, we're going back into the 70s.
You're going into the 70s from 72 to 85. So he made seven films. He smoked cigars in three of them, I think. He okay. worked. He actually works a cigar into, you know, he's got it in his mouth. He's got it in his hand. And you've got some other actors, but then they kind of disappear. And actually, after Moore, you see Timothy Dalton, and Timothy Dalton actually takes Bond back to his original smoking days, which is cigarettes. In The Live and Let Die, he smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
So it seems to kind of come and go with the Bond films. Mm. Now, he only does two films. He does the Living Daylights in 87, and then he does License to Kill in 89. And then a lawsuit over Bond rights shuts down the production of 007 films for over 6 years.
Also, what kind of lawsuit? Out of curiosity, if you knew.
So Ian Fleming, the original author of all the Bond novels, when he sold the rights to what is now Eon Productions, one of the novels, Thunderball, was apparently co-written by a man named Kevin McClory. And McClory sued for his share of the rights to make Bond films. And so there was an injunction placed on Eon Productions over the making of the Bond films until that was solved, and it took until 1995 to get that resolved. So from 89 to 94, you see a Bond film in 89, License to Kill, and you do not see another Bond film until 1995 with GoldenEye.
Damn, Bud knew his shit. He know his stuff right now, folks. This is why you're on the podcast. Y'all learning something. Okay, so, boom. We fast forward. Roger Moore, the original gangster, smokes his cigars on film. Who's that next guy? Does Pearson ever, I don't know, did he ever smoke any cigars?
He did, and he fought to have them brought back. So he is a cigar guy himself.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, I saw
and him eventually he gets them back in his final film, which is 2002, I believe, Die Another Day. Now, they really work cigars into that film. He actually visits what's supposed to be a Cuban cigar factory. It's actually filmed in Spain. And he goes into that cigar factory and he asks for the delectados, which is a code word for the waking up of a sleeper agent in Cuba. And throughout that, he has cigars on a couple different occasions. He's smoking one in a very famous scene where Halle Berry comes up out of the water and everybody groans.
Hey, girl.
And then everybody rewinds a little bit and watches that again.
Hey, let me see that again.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, wow. There's a lot of politics in this, I guess, involved in the smoking game. Who's going to let what into the film?
It seems to be.
Because that's what makes Bond, you know, those cool things. Getting all the girls, smoking cigars, driving fancy cars.
Well, Amanda could die any day, so the character is really based on, is a guy who lives on the edge.
Right.
And he really doesn't have anything to lose, you know, because he's probably thinking sooner or later, I mean, if that was a real person, that's a guy who's eventually you're thinking probably one day he's going to take a bullet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking all the time.
Right.
Because I'm from the hood, and we take, you know, Ray Ray don't get bullets for less than that, what he's doing.
Right.
So, no doubt. Okay, so we move forward. Boom. Pearson. My man, Mr. Craig. He comes in, does his thing. Now, I don't know how true this is, but I heard there was some kind of, I'm not going to say a fight, but there was some pushback on him trying to do what he likes to do, because he's a cigar guy, too.
He is also a cigar guy. Both him and Pierce Brosnan have been on the cover of Cigar Aficionado and spoken about these things. And, yeah, he makes kind of a joking comment in an interview one time that, hey, for some reason I'm allowed to, you know, I'm allowed to shoot people and bed women, but heaven forbid I should enjoy a stick. And he does it kind of jokingly, but you can kind of tell he's kind of taking a dig at somebody. Yeah.
So I guess based on whoever's in charge behind the scenes, again, distribution with the film, these folks have issues with the characters.
Different people
smoking.
Coming and going, yeah. Now, throughout the Craig films, you have, you know, they recast a lot of these parts every time they change these actors. So they get a man named Jeffrey Wright. And when Craig came in, Jeffrey Wright comes in and takes over the character of Felix Leiter. He's kind of Bond's counterpart at the CIA, and he's Bond's buddy.
Okay.
Now, in Quantum of Solace, Jeffrey Wright has a cigar, and he's one of the good guys. He's not one of the bad guys, because you will see through the Brosnan era, you would see them, a lot of the villains would smoke a cigar as if it was a bad thing, you know, but Jeffrey Wright does, and actually uses a cigar again in the last film of the Craig era, which was, you know, out last October, No Time to Die. You'll see Felix Leiter as portrayed by Jeffrey Wright, and he has a cigar. So they kind of bring it back. Now, there was a lot of hope, and a lot of us had our fingers crossed, because when they start filming these things, they know the fans are kind of chomping at the bit for this stuff, and they start releasing, you know, this photo from the set, that photo from the set, trying to whet the appetite, that kind of stuff. So some of the scenes from this last film that were filmed in Jamaica, there's actually you see photos from the set where Daniel Craig is in costume, and he's got a cigar in his mouth. And I thought, oh, he's finally going to get one back
into the
film, but it never showed up in the film. Nah.
This is crazy, folks. Now, I'm not hating on nobody who smoked the weed, but we got every movie, not every movie, a lot of movies. I'm putting YouTube in this too. YouTube, especially YouTube. Yeah, YouTube. You son of a bitches. Yeah, you. The cat is drinking, smoking weed, calling all kind of chicks thots and bitches, but yet they get no pushback. My brothers and sisters of the leaf, that cigar leaves, they're getting a lot of pushback, brother. I'm trying to figure this thing out, where their accounts are getting suspended. They're pulling videos from of the feed. Like, what are we talking about? I'm confused here. What is it about the cigar? Who's hating on the cigar, man? Is somebody back there hating on our cigars, brother?
That's got to be it. I mean, I don't quite get it. I mean, you and I, you know, we've known each other for a little while now, and we have a fellow friend from our local lounge who has a YouTube channel, and he fights that pushback for his cigars, for his cigar videos, man.
What is going on, brother? I don't understand that. I'm confused.
It's selective censorship, if you ask me, you know.
In my view,
just let people say what they're going to say. If you don't like it, don't listen. And, you know, I don't expect people that are not into Bond movies to listen to my podcast. I mean, they'd be bored to tears. Right?
Right. It's not even the verbal content. It's the visual. Like I said, the smoking.
Yeah.
Let's think about it.
they don't care if you might say the word cigar and you talk about cigars, but
right.
if you're smoking on the video, that's a problem. But you can smoke weed and drink all day. That's
and
not
yet,
a problem.
And yet there are YouTube videos where they smoke on screen.
I'm going to name them. Shout out to my man Nori, the drink champs. That's all they do all day.
Right.
And I'm going to shout him out because guess what? I mean, I'm going to give Nori this push and this little bit of flour because at the end of the day, he is an inspiration. I watched a few of them. I hadn't watched them in a long time. And he brings on different artists, whether they be producer, rapper, singer, whatever the case may be. And they're on for like 2+ hours. They start off sober and they're smoking multiple weed, blunts, reefer, depends on what age group you come from.
Right.
And you watch these folks right before your eyes get drunk on screen and watch the conversation change. And that's not a problem. They smoke about 10 to 15 blunts, drinking all kinds of liquors, calling all kinds of hoes and this bitch, this thot.
Yeah.
Nobody says anything. Nobody. But yet we get on screen and say, hey, guys, hi, my name's Dave, and I'm going to smoke a nice Monte Cristo, and bing, my video's gone.
Right. And how much reach do you really have compared to them? I mean, how much reach do I have?
So, okay.
A tiny fraction, a piece of a fraction.
You bring up a good point, bud.
Yeah.
Is that the case? The fact that they get millions of views and they can do what they want to do. Us little guys, we don't get enough viewership. So they like, you know what?
Money talks.
Oh, say it again so they can hear you again, bro.
Yeah, money talks. Money talks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man said
I don't think that's a revelation to...
Money talks.
Right.
So cigar lovers of the leaf, you video tubers and smokers, if you ain't bringing in no money, guess what? Your account's going, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's...
Wow.
It's odd. I don't get it. And I'm sure you've run into it. Even if you're at a party, you meet someone in a casual conversation, you happen to bring up cigars, you know, they make a face, I don't get it. You know, I don't get it. I mean, you can look at anyone and pick something about their personality or the way they look or talk and criticize if you want. So, you know.
I don't understand any of that. I tell those folks who are not cigar smokers. You're right. And they do give you that face. Oh, my God. That stinks. Wow.
Right.
And I tell them, listen, the cigar smoker is no different. That's your neighbor. That's your teacher. That's your trash man. That's the officer. That's the regular day person who does everything that you do. They just so happen to like cigars.
Oh, absolutely.
No right. different for somebody who likes to drink wine. They come home. You may have a glass of wine. We don't turn our faces up to that.
No. Uh-uh. So, and truthfully, I mean, I've done a whole podcast on, you know, the benefits of cigar lounges. Like when I travel for work, a lot of people I travel with will go to the bar. I don't go to the bar. I go to the cigar lounge because in that cigar lounge, some of the people that I have had the pleasure to meet.
Preach.
Man who played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, an NBA ref, the East Coast regional manager for BMW. I had one guy was actually part of an emergency response team in New Jersey. So he's showing us videos of, as the people were evacuating Superstorm Sandy years ago, he's showing videos of him and his team driving in.
Wow.
And it come to find out he was actually the son of a guy I've been working with for like 15 years, didn't even know it.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's
But it's just odd. And, you know, something I know I've mentioned to you previously, you know, when you get into that cigar lounge, all of the strata, all the class junk that goes on in the world goes away.
Preach.
And I've actually sat in a cigar lounge and had sticks with two guys one night. One young guy had just dropped $15,000 on a new truck, and an older gentleman who had just spent that on one bottle of scotch. So where else are you going to get...
Sorry, hold on. You kind of said that very quick, but... Say that again.
You don't drop $15,000 on one bottle of scotch.
Yeah, I thought you did say. I thought you said that. I thought you said one guy.
$15,000. One
bought
guy
bought a truck for $15,000.
Yes.
And the old guy,
right,
paid $15,000 for a bottle of scotch.
A guy that doesn't drink.
Okay.
According to him.
Okay, I thought I heard it correctly then.
Yeah, it was an investment.
I'm going to let them proceed, please, because I just want to make sure I heard what I heard.
But in what other setting, in what local bar, restaurant of setting, are you going to find that disparate?
You won't.
Of people. And that, to me, that's part of the draw. I mean, there's nights I'll go to the lounge and sit there for hours and have one stick. Just one. But it's just talking to all the people that are there and everything you get out of that. And that's... I did a whole podcast on it because, you know, I don't think people realize that aspect of the hobby.
No, they don't. They don't see that. That culture. This is what I love about the culture. You go in, grab a stick, and you're right. The conversation and the people I have met, I can only speak personally,
right,
have become like family. Period. Yeah. I don't have any biological brothers, but I have gained many brothers of the leaf. When I really say brothers, I mean brothers, like family, where if I needed something, vice versa, they will be there.
You know, you can pick up that phone, man.
Yeah. Like I said, this is all based on smoking cigars, brother. So
right.
There is no other place where you can actually go. And sometimes the spouses, your significant others, they don't understand how you can sit in the lounge for 8 to 10 hours.
Actually, my wife occasionally tells me to go to the lounge.
Well, sometimes they get the staff.
You need to get out of here and go to the lounge.
Get your ass out of here.
Before you drive me out of here right now.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times you hear these stories like, hey, man, I went to the lounge at 2. I didn't leave until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And folks are looking who don't smoke, who don't understand those dynamics of that conversation. Like, what the hell are y'all sitting there smoking that many cigars? No, not necessarily. And sometimes, yes. Yes, sometime. But a lot of times it's the conversation. The conversation is that deep. We cover all bases of conversation. So just not one thing. We ain't talking about cigars for 12 to 10 hours. We're not doing that. We're talking about everything.
No, man. Everything.
Yeah. You know, so folks get stuck in that mode thinking, you guys are just talking about cigars for like 10 hours? No. Listen, Ethel. No, we're not. We're talking about everything. We're talking about you. How you come to work looking a hot mess. Yeah, we talk about all that. So, folks, what we tell you, listen up. I understand you may not be a cigar lover. Maybe you are. But understand the dynamics of what we do in this particular culture. And the folks you meet is priceless. That's it. Drop the mic. I'm going to let that breathe. Priceless. Priceless.
It's there. Actually, one of the other things I do is, along with a gentleman from up in Montreal, a guy named Emery Cormier from another podcast called The James Bond Complex, we run a Facebook group called the Bond Community Cigar Lounge. We have about 170 members from around the world. We hold online events. We hold live events. And all over the U.S., we're shooting for that. We've done Delaware, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Florida, Montreal, up in Canada. Pandemic slowed us down a little bit, but we're kind of picking back up. And you know, we all come together because we like cigars and we like the Bond movies. But as you were saying, the conversations always turn to all the other things that you deal with in your life. It's cars, it's kids, it's spouses,
everything.
It's whiskey, you name it, man.
I'm glad you mentioned that because you trigger something else. Now, you guys, the Bond group, actually have events.
Yeah.
And they're Bond events, like, you know, based on the movie sets.
Right.
So I want you to talk a little bit about that because I know folks may be listening like, hey, that sounds pretty cool. Now,
that is absolutely the best part.
I'm thinking that sounds pretty hot.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So there's events all over the world. And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll couple these with charity events. So the thing with Bond is it's, you know, you could actually watch a Bond movie and buy the same exact suit, shirt, tie, wear that to the office. Nobody's going to know. It's like the undercover hobby. You go to work dressed like Darth Vader, people are gonna figure that out, man. Right.
A little bit.
Right, yeah.
They might call security.
Right.
I'm
an IT guy, so Darth Vader wouldn't phase those people. But for the most part.
Security to the fifth floor. Security to the fifth floor, please.
But with the Bond events, a lot of times, for instance, next month, at the end of September, my wife and I will head down to Falls Church, Virginia. Black tie event, supercar show. dinner, drinks, dancing, cigars, silent auction, all to benefit veteran suicide assistance programs.
Nice.
So a lot of times they do that kind of stuff. One of the best New Year's Eve parties I have ever gone to is held in D.C. every year. Lady down there named Shanaz. I'm not sure if Shanaz's last name or if that's a nickname, but Shanaz holds one of the best, even by just New Year's Eve party standards, rated one of the best New Year's Eve parties you will ever attend. Mock casino, you can win huge prizes, and dinner, drinks, dancing, the whole nine yards, black tie. And it's funny, my wife doesn't really get into the film so much. She'll watch it once.
Right.
But when it comes to that kind of stuff,
oh, she's all in.
She's all in. She gets to dress up nice. I put on the tux.
Look good.
We go have a good time.
Put
everybody
some clean underwear
hangs.
On.
Right.
Without the hose, smell good.
Yeah.
So now you're whetting people's appetite now, bud. So
that's the formal stuff. And then we have the informal stuff. Our cigar gatherings are just, we're going to all gather at this lounge, show up. And one of the guys that takes a part in the Bond Community Cigar Lounge online community is a guy named Tom Stroud. And Tom is actually an Altadis cigar rep. Tom has held out in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania at Union Cigar. We had a Bond movie night. There was Bond trivia. There was prizes. There was sticks. And, you know, a lot of what Altadis sells are the brands of cigars you see in the Bond films. So it's mostly Monte Cristos, which are Roger Moore's favorite, and then Romeos, which have been in the films.
Okay, yeah. Now you're hyping folks up. Folks are listening to you say, I want to go. How can they become part of this? What can they do? Can they follow you? Again, do you have social media?
So you follow the Bond Brain on Instagram, and we put stuff out there. The big thing is to go into Facebook and send a request to join the Bond Community Cigar Lounge. And Emery or I will approve you, let you in. The only time we kind of boot people is if they're trying to sell stuff, because it's really meant to be a more informal thing. People post their favorite sticks, even their favorite drinks, and we segue that into whiskey pairings and a lot of other things that you normally kind of associate with cigars.
Nice. Okay. So again, Instagram. Give them that a handle again.
The Bond Brain.
The Bond Brain and Facebook.
The Bond Community Cigar Lounge.
Folks, did you get it? I know you got to pay attention, you guys. Get your pens, whatever you have, paper. If you don't carry paper anymore, unless you're smoking weed. But nonetheless, one more time.
The Bond Brain. It's Instagram and the Bond Community Cigar Lounge on Facebook. And you can always send me a message, Bud West. I'm out there on Facebook.
Okay. Here we go, Bud West. Send right. Bud West. Yeah, get with Bud first so he can screen you in case you might be a little crazy. Bud can say, call me later. So, okay, Bud West on Facebook. We can follow you there. Listen, man, you kind of educated the folks. You educated me. A lot of this stuff I had no idea. And the angle, I didn't know that's the reason why your podcast was named that. See, I just learned that. I just thought that was just
it's really
name.
The podcast itself, is really meant toward, you know, using games and physical activities to do things like stave off dementia, make yourself more capable, and a lot of those things are just flat out fun. You have, you know, you have some people over, you pull out the deck of cards, you have a conversation, some dessert, maybe a glass of wine, a little whiskey, a beer. You know, and just have a fun night. And without realizing it, you're actually doing yourself a world of good upstairs, you know.
Speaking of that, bro, I mean, we can talk. You know, we can be family. We can talk. You know what? This is the problem. I don't know if I need Prevagen. I'm not sure what I need at this moment. It's as if a mid-conversation, and I forget what word to use next. Does that ever happen to you? You could be right in mid-conversation. You're like, okay, I know what I want to say, but bing.
Sure. Well, right,
brain
because
fart.
That comes with age.
I need some Prevagen.
Well, my wife will make, you know, she'll make fun of me. Like, how in God's name can you remember when, like, George Washington died, but you lose your car keys like once a week? You know,
I thought it was just me. I'm thinking.
No,
okay.
No. That's everybody. You walk upstairs and you stop for a second. And like, wait a minute.
What did I come up here for?
Yeah, what did I do this for?
But not even that, because of the podcast. And I'm thinking more conscious of it now, but nonetheless, you could be mid-conversation and you're thinking, okay,
I know what I want to say, but I can't think of the word I want to use to say that particular thing. So then you got to scramble around and pull some other words, some synonyms. Let me pull this word. So I was just wondering if it was just me. Maybe I need to grab some Prevagen. I don't know. They're not, again, Prevagen is not a sponsor of the podcast, at least not yet.
Right, they might be after this.
Yeah,
right.
This podcast is sponsored by Prevagen. Can you not remember nothing? Where did I put my cigars? Damn, that's a problem.
I never lose those.
Yeah, how about that? Never had any issues with those. Never.
Right.
I want to keep it that way, brother. Well, look, bud, appreciate you being a guest, brother, on Smoke World.
A lot of fun, man. Bro. I appreciate you inviting me over. It's always good to
Absolutely,
see you, man.
Again, I'm going to tell you one more time because folks are slow. I love y'all. Don't take me wrong when I say you're slow. That's a good thing. And give out that social media again because it's important because, you know, they was driving and they, man, what'd he say? One more time if you don't mind, sir.
The Bond Brain. I'm out there on Anchor FM. We're all major podcasts are at Spotify, wherever you're listening to this, Apple Podcasts. All those for the podcast. The Bond Brain YouTube channel. I do Bond-related stuff. I also do, I don't necessarily do cigar-related stuff on the YouTube channel, but I will do whiskey fests.
Okay.
And we will talk whiskey because I'm also a whiskey guy, as you are yourself.
Yes, sir.
And
I'm everything guy. Don't tell nobody.
And, on Instagram, it's the Bond Brain. But it's that Bond Community Cigar Lounge that's really going to reach out to people that are going to listen to Smoke World. If you're into Bond, even if you're not into Bond, you're just into cigars, it's a good group of people to kind of just trade messages with, maybe gather with. We're looking to do some more gatherings. I'm trying to find a place in Virginia. I'm looking at a place in northern New Jersey.
Well, you're putting something together.
I'm going to try to do a couple events, squeeze in one before Christmas if I can.
Okay.
And then maybe try to do something in the January, February time frame in the D.C., Virginia area.
All right. I have one last request before you go, Brother Bud. What can you tell us to make us appear smart when we're in the lunchroom tomorrow and we're talking about James Bond, something that nobody really knew or paid attention to? And
wow.
The conversation comes up with 007. What can we throw out there? To say, guess what? I bet you didn't know X, Y, and Z.
Wow, the James Bond. I'm gonna say this. It may come back and bite me, but I don't think it's going to. There's two names of two gentlemen that you're going to read in the news over and over and over again, and they're going to claim various articles. These guys are going to be the next James Bond. Henry Cavill and Idris Elba will never be 007.
Damn.
Did you hear, different folks? Reasons. For different reasons.
Folks, but, you heard it first here.
Never.
If I'm wrong, never. You're going to be able to. It's a big I told you so. But
well, guess what? Right now, we're rocking with that, Brother Bud. So you heard that, folks. So next time the conversation comes up, you're in the lounge, you're in the lunchroom, you buy the water cooler, you're making copies, and they say, yo, did you see James Bond? You can jump in and say, hey, guess what? I know who's never going to be James Bond.
Yeah, it's going to be. And when they ask you why, Cavill makes too much money and which is unfortunate because he'd probably be a good Bond. And Elba's too old, which is also unfortunate because he'd also probably be a good Bond. But they're the names that seem to get tossed out a lot recently now that Daniel Craig is done and they're picking a new guy.
All right. And I got one more last. I said I was going to be my last thing. I'm sorry. But you made me go there.
Right.
Who's going to be the next guy, you think?
See, that's the tough call. Okay. And I, there's a lot. You see the... It's Variety magazine and a UK publication called the Daily Mail that put this stuff out a lot. And mm-hmm. What a lot of people have to factor in is when they pick this guy, based on previous history, they're always looking for some guy that is known but not a superstar.
Like me and you.
I'm too old. You might be. I don't know how old you are, Stone, but listen, you might be in the range.
I think we're the same age, brother. We're the same age.
So they always generally pull a guy. He's like mid-30s, maybe 40 tops.
Yeah, I don't have the looks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me neither. I don't have the accent either. I don't know if they're going to pull Americans either.
I can pull an accent. That's not a problem. But I don't have the body. I'm not working out and drinking milk or nothing like that. So right. They wouldn't look in my direction. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but yeah.
No. That's so you see a lot of that speculation. And then they always kind of pull some guy out of the hat that, you know, years ago when they announced like Dalton or Daniel Craig, I had to stop and say, wait a minute, who the heck is that guy? I don't
see. Okay.
It's you, yeah. Roger Moore, I think people knew that, must have known that ahead of time. I wasn't old enough for that. Pierce Brosnan, he actually got the role and then lost it and then got it back.
Now, okay, I'm thinking now, do we have any Americans play James Bond?
No.
No, right.
No,
right,
okay. They've screen tested, and you can go out on YouTube and you can find screen tests from some Americans, including, and this one kills me because Burt Reynolds. I cannot see that.
I like Burt, don't get me wrong, but
not in that role.
Yeah, I just don't see him doing that.
No, there's plenty of guys out there that can do it, and you see a lot of names. There's a guy from a show called Bridgerton. I've never seen it. I know the dude's in, his last name's Page, Roger Jean, or he's got a fancy name.
Yeah, fancy name.
Fancy name, right. I've never seen Bridgerton. I don't know if the guy could pull it off, but he looks pretty cool in an Audi commercial. So he's kind of very Bond-like in an Audi commercial. Gotcha. So people throw that out there. He's a British guy. There's another guy named Aidan Turner, and he did a BBC show called And Then There Were None, which was like a miniseries based on an Agatha Christie novel. He could probably pull it off. The guy who plays Loki, and I can never remember his name.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't think they'll pull him. Well, I thought that too until I saw a miniseries called The Night Manager.
He cleans up well, you're saying?
Yeah, it was based on a John le Carré novel. He plays a spy, and he was good, man.
Okay. He's good, but...
I don't see them casting him because he makes too much money.
Oh, makes too much money.
Yeah, they've got this attitude, the producers, and they've just flat out said it. We don't hire a star to play 007. We hire a guy, and playing 007 makes him a star.
Look at these bastards.
That's their attitude.
Look at these bastards.
So they don't want to pay the money is what it comes down to.
Right. They're trying to make it seem fancy. They just don't want to pay the load of money.
Yeah. That would be bastards. My take on it. They can play him a little bit for the first couple films. And then,
but after you become dun-dun,
yeah,
popular
then he,
like
then he
that.
Gets the money.
Yeah. Right. And then you get the chicks. Then you get the, you know the rest, folks.
That was the deal with Craig. That was the deal with Brosnan, Roger Moore. You know, Brosnan and Roger Moore were TV stars. Yeah. Craig had done, apparently, a movie called Layer Cake that really turned them on to him. And
so, basically, we need to start making some YouTube movies so we can get recognized.
That's it. I don't look that good in a tux. So.
I don't think I look that good no matter what I put on, unfortunately. But, you know, they say the lights and the cameras can do some, you know, makeup, certain angles. Slow motion. Everything looks good.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, brother. I'm down. I mean, I think that's what we need to do, bud. As I speak to you now, I think we need to start getting into some YouTube videos. Action-packed videos. Are you down?
I'm in.
Folks, you heard it first. He promised it right here.
I'm in.
Listen, what are we going to call ourselves, though? We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out,
we'll,
folks.
We'll just... Different numbers, 008 and 009.
Yeah, we got plenty. There's a lot of numbers out there. It goes until the end. Well, folks, listen. Appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate Brother Bud West being in here on Smoke World. Go check his podcast out, The Bond Brain, so you become smart. Get your head right. Keep drinking and keep smoking, folks. Stay tuned to the next one. Peace. Well, there you have it, folks. Another episode of Smoke World. In the books. Again, IG, Smoke World Podcast. Email, stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, smokeworldpodcast.com. Again, folks, I appreciate you listening. Appreciate Brother Bud West being the guest. Hope you learned something about 007, James Bond, all those good things that we discuss. Again, this is what we do. Okay, this is what we do. So, folks, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Again, we got the YouTube out there. Slowly getting there. Again, be patient. Love you guys. Check you out on the other side. All right? Peace.